Welcome to the Jimmy and Nate podcast. We hope this wasn't a mistake. If it was, please stay. And remember, you can listen to the podcast whilst you're
at Coles deciding what to get for dinner.
You sure can.
Now, we talked about this on the radio show. Producer Grace wasn't here at the start of the show. Did you get to hear any of it?
I did. I was listening downstairs on the listener app.
Oh, well good done. Plug. And we hope if you're listening now, you're on the listener app.
And if you're not, I don't care.
Doesn't matter as long as you're listening.
We still get the clicks.
Yes, Producer Grace, you were downstairs getting us coffees to kick off the show. That was a lovely thing you did. But even earlier, we were down at Coles, you and I together. Would you like to tell the story of what happened?
Yeah, look, I made a grave mistake whilst picking my dinner tonight, and I'm trying to be healthy and I'm trying to save money. So I went down to Coles and I was like, let me buy something like a big salad and something to go along with the salad that I can have every night while I'm at work this week. So I bought a salad and a big quiche. And I was like, I can heat this up in the microwave. This will be great.
Beautiful.
And we're going through the self-serve checkouts and Jimmy was like, what do you got there? And I was like, I've got a quiche for dinner. He was like, you're going to put that in the oven? I was like, no, you idiot. I'm going to put it in the microwave to heat it up. And Jimmy was like, okay.
So at that point, I saw it was a raw quiche and I went, okay, maybe she's buying it tonight.
Taking it home cooking it
in the
home,
oven,
yeah.
And then she'll just heat it up every night at work. And I went, there's a lot of...
Each to their own, but whatever.
Yeah, a lot of hoops there, but I was like...
Also, what are you going to eat tonight? But anyway, you've obviously got a plan.
I thought maybe she had something to have with the salad.
Well, that's the thing. As the executive producer of the show, you assume that she's pretty well organised and knows what she's doing.
Yeah, they say about assuming, Nath.
Yep, makes an ass on you.
Oh, makes an ass out of you and me.
Oh, I don't know the saying.
You don't even know how long it takes to cook a quiche.
You don't even know. So you get upstairs.
Yes, get upstairs.
We're all having dinner.
Look at the instructions being like, now, where are the microwave instructions here? There are no microwave instructions. It's like, it's in the oven for 40 minutes. You're good to go. We don't have an oven. I don't have 40 minutes. I just want my quiche with my salad.
We have a microwave.
And a sandwich press.
A toaster and a sandwich press.
So yes. Grace put it on the sandwich press.
But hey, it worked. And I don't have salmonella that I know of.
It didn't.
Salmonella doesn't happen straight away.
It was not cooked. You're right, Nate. Yeah. It doesn't happen straight away. And it was not cooked. It was not.
It still tasted
You had
good,
raw
though.
Quiche. And then what I loved as well, even though it said on the back, she goes, it's got to go in the oven. Oh, little groovy Gracie. She didn't take that because then I can see her over there trying to eat it. And she eats it. She goes, oh, that's raw.
I'm like, yep, that's definitely raw pastry.
Pastry's raw, as if the instructions had lied to you.
Yeah, I looked over because, I mean, yeah, you were getting your dinner, I'm getting mine, I'm in the kitchen, you're at work. And I looked over at one stage and she's like looking at it. She's her looking at this quiche and she's shaking her head. I'm like, what was going on in your head? Were you like...
Shaking your head at the quiche?
Yeah, were you figuring... You're like,
the quiche and myself.
Right.
You're like, I can figure this out.
Yeah.
I can't be beaten by the quiche.
The quiche beat me. A quiche beat
you were beaten by an uncooked quiche.
If you want
the saddest sentence of all time.
Can I ask how much was the quiche?
$12. So it's not a cheap quiche.
Well,
actually, is it? I don't know how much cheap goes.
It sounds
for.
Like you don't know much about quiche.
What'd you just say?
No, don't even bother.
What'd you say?
I don't know how much cheaps go for.
Oh, shit. Maybe you do have salmonella, mate.
Maybe. This is it.
Does it might affect your speech?
You might need the week off.
I might, actually.
How's your tummy?
My tummy's fine.
How's your butt?
Again, fine. I've had many compliments on it.
You might get quiche butt tonight.
What does that mean?
Oh, you can tell us tomorrow.
I can't believe you bought a
raw quiche.
And I sent you the check and I went, you're going to put that in the oven. And you went, no.
How was it when you ate it? Was it nice?
It was actually delicious.
No, it wasn't.
No,
it
was.
Sorry, it looked awful.
It was delicious.
It was the saddest dinner. You ate an uncooked quiche and it wasn't, bro. She didn't buy a salad. She bought Mexican stuffing.
Oh.
It was like corn and...
Mexican-inspired salad.
Especially on a burrito. It's the extra on a burrito.
It's the extra on a burrito.
Oh, Grace. What's going on?
I don't know. I need some help. I'm just tired.
You need an oven.
So, you missed Jimmy and Nate last night? That's okay.
Because you could hear it all here.
Nate, I want to chat about, are you okay today? It's this Thursday.
Yeah.
Which is the 8th of September, I believe. And before we do, as we always do, and we sort of chat about any sort of mental health and that stuff, 13 11 14 is Lifeline's number. They're available 24/7. They're good people. I've called them myself. It's Jimmy. And yeah, if you're ever struggling, just give them a buzz. But yeah, and I thought we could chat about Are You Okay Day this Thursday.
Yeah.
Because, look, I think it is, for me personally, if you are new to the show, it's Jimmy here, and I've been very open on the Jimmy and Ash show. Now, we used to do Hobart About Breakfast for 5 years, so I've talked about it a lot there. Haven't talked it, I guess, as much here in late nights or weekend breakfast. Yeah, we're on weekend breakfast as well, 7 to 9 weeks.
We work too much, mate.
But, yeah, as someone who struggles with mental health, I think the more I've been open about it, and Nath, I've done interviews about it, been in the newspaper, etc., other people who have struggled, have reached out to me and you know, they share their stories.
Well, that's the thing. If they listen to you, they feel comfortable, you know, they feel comfortable with people talking about their own mental health. This can spur them on to be like, you know what, I'm going to speak out about my own struggles, which I think is a great thing and a great ramification of you bringing that to the show.
Yeah, look, what I want to do is, I guess, you know, and again, I really want to go on the record here to say that I love Are You Okay? We've been lucky enough to chat to people from that organisation, previous CEOs, and consider sort of friends of ours as yep. well. But I guess I want to sort of chat to those people out there who are listening to the show tonight, who are like myself. And again, I'm on antidepressants. I'm on a mental health plan. I see a psychologist. I meditate. I journal. I do everything. I haven't had a drink for 6 months. Mm. I want to chat to those people struggling out there because I know it can be a difficult time for those who are struggling because, there is still, it's still very hard. And Nathan, I will throw to you in a minute because I want to chat to you as someone who's, you know, been there for me and asked me that question, are you okay? Because it is very, if you're listening to this, I know that people struggle because, you know, there's still people on Are You Okay Day that just go, hey, are you okay?
Yep.
And
want a quick answer and move on.
Yes.
Yeah.
And look, I would encourage you, go to areyouokay.org.au. There's things here that you need to ask, include, am I ready? Am I prepared? Have I picked my moment? And then it goes on to, you know, ask, are you okay? Listen to them, encourage action, check in. So all that stuff, areyouokay.org.au. Go check that out. I'm not going to go through that here, but I guess if you are struggling, you're listening to the show tonight, don't get upset or don't get angry at people if this Thursday they just ask you, are you okay?
Mm-hmm.
And they're looking for that quick answer, that yes or that no, because they're doing something. And I know for so many people out there, even doing that's hard enough. And look, I know that, you know, I've just mentioned it. It's not the right way to go about it. But again, you know, mental health isn't something that just happens on the 8th of September every year on Are You Okay Day. This is, you know, breaking down that stigma and, you know, hopefully people are having these conversations 365 days a year.
Absolutely.
So again, if you are listening like me, because I'll be honest, Nathan, you know this, in the past, people have asked me that and it's just pissed me off.
Mm-hmm.
I've just gotten angry because I'm like, you haven't taken the time to actually sit down and do this properly. But again, that doesn't accomplish anything. Like, it doesn't. If we're getting angry at each other and oh, this isn't done right, or they should have done this, that's not going to help those people that are struggling. And I have been one of them. So, you know, if someone does that and they don't go into in-depth this Thursday, don't beat them up. Don't get angry about it. It won't solve anything because, and Nathan, I'll throw to you about this. It's incredibly hard. And some people that are just asking that, it would take a lot for them just to ask that simple question.
Absolutely. A big thing we talk about a lot with mental health, and since you've brought it to the show, Jim, as well, is as long as we're moving forward and progressing in a lot of ways. And as you just said, a lot of people find it very difficult to ask that question, maybe because they've never kind of experienced that themselves. And again, mental health is very, unless you're professionally trained or if you suffer from mental health conditions, it's very difficult to grasp what that does to a person and yeah. to help understand that. So for you to be able to even ask the question, are you okay? Knowing very well that the person you may be asking could have the answer that you, I guess, hoping isn't the answer. It's very difficult in itself for those people, which is why it shouldn't be poo-pooed straight away that people are saying that. Yes, of course, it's not the best way to do it. But I mean, it's a step forward for a lot of people who might find it very difficult in the first place.
It's funny as well. I just realised that you're wearing a Movember hat.
Yeah, I know. I am. What are the odds of that? Trended it today.
And look,
yeah.
You know, we're Mobassadors. Mm. You know, we'll get around Movember as well this year. But, you know, and I think these days are great, these months. But the reality is that, you know, I feel like, at least this is just me talking from experience, there's a lot of pressures around Are You Okay Day in Movember, the month, because that's when people feel like they need to get it right.
Certainly.
Like, even if you know someone who's struggling, you're like, oh, I've got to go ask them and I need to get this right and they need to tell me. And to be honest, they may not. That person in your life that you know may be struggling, you may do everything right this Thursday and you may sit down with them and you may ask them and they still may go, yeah, they may lie to you.
Mm.
Because it is also, as hard as it is to ask, it's just as hard to give an honest answer.
Oh, if not harder. If not harder.
So again, please, you know, don't put too much pressure on yourself, whether you are someone who's struggling or whether you are the person asking the question this Thursday. Mental health is something 365 days a year. If you don't have that question or you don't get the result that you want this Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, plenty Monday, Tuesday, yeah. January, February, whatever it is, you know, I encourage you to keep having that conversation every day of the year. And again, if you are struggling, please remember Lifeline's available 24/7, 13, 11, 14.
The Jimmy and Nath Show. Podcast.
Nath, producer Grace, the Swoopy boys are out and it's Swoopy season.
Swoop, swoop at you, swoop at you, swoop at you, at you, at you.
Oh, there's another one, duck, Grace! It's coming off! No, it's a magpie.
Ah!
Not a duck.
Oh, Grace Guard.
She's back. We were going to chat about your disaster that you bought at Coles earlier, but yep. That's going to be a podcast exclusive.
So all right, I'm into it.
Going to have to
get the GymNet podcast. Listen up.
Because we're going to chat about Swoopy season. Shout out to our audio producer Bones there. That's one of the best.
He's very good, isn't he?
Swoop at you, at you, at you.
I'll swoop at you guys. Sean, the Birdman Dooley. He is from BirdLife Australia, and he's come out and he said he has solved the magpie problem.
Oh, he solved it.
He's figured it out.
Solved it. Where have you been, Sean?
Now, there's two options, apparently, if you do not like being swooped by magpies. The first option is to move to the beautiful state of Tasmania because the magpies do not swoop there.
Yep.
They're just really nice.
No, they're very friendly. Oh, the only thing that they do is they eat your chicken sandwiches. Jimmy and I have copped this on the golf course many times.
Yeah, but you leave your chicken sandwich on your golf bag.
Yeah, but
I don't think birds should eat chicken, just as a side note.
I'm not the bird. I'm not feeding them. I don't want them to.
If he leaves it on his bag, I think he's feeding them.
Yeah, I think you are. Don't feed magpies chickens.
They're taking it out of my... I'm not going, here you go, you want to eat your cousin? I'm not doing that.
I see you are.
Mate, I'll go out there with a basted turkey and start handing them out to people.
No.
This doesn't make any sense. You're being silly. Yes, if you didn't know, in the state of Tasmania, magpies do not swoop. We've actually had a bird expert on the show, and he confirmed that, but he wasn't sure why, was he, Producer Grace?
Yeah, he didn't have any kind of research or anything to back it up. He was just like, this is a fact, and nobody knows why.
Maybe they just never learnt to do it.
Yeah, they didn't have to.
Mm. Yeah. Well, for our friends around the rest of Australia who are like, well, what do? We can't all move to Tasmania. You feed them.
Oh.
Chicken sandwiches. I knew I was onto something. That's why they don't swoop. We lived in Tassie for a long time, and I can tell you, they didn't swoop because they bloody got a gob full of chicken sanger.
Sean, the Birdman Dooley Nath.
Guys, it was me
the whole time.
I was Dooley. That's me.
Explains that only 10% of male adult magpies swoop, and they're doing so because they see you as a threat to their hatchlings. But if you feed them, they no longer see you as a threat, but a friend.
My great-grandfather, Jimmy, he had a magpie that would come to his door every day and he'd give it little bits of minced meat. His name was Jacko. And he was very friendly.
Just quickly, he does want to say you shouldn't feed the minced meat.
Oh, no.
Because what happens
is... What is it? If you're telling me chicken sangers...
No, you Dooley suggests wild bird seed mixes that you can get from pet stores. But there's different bird mixes, but the wild bird seed one. And then just dog food can also do the trick.
Dog food.
But not apparently most people, like your grandfather, go to feed them minced meat. But apparently what that does, it can get stuck in their beak because it's very sticky.
Yeah.
And then it can cause rotting and it causes their beaks to rot away.
Oh, God.
So what they should do is...
That's a really fond memory of my childhood.
I don't think that was the same magpie, Grace.
He responded to Jacko.
Bird murderer over here. I didn't know you did that. Gee whiz.
You had to go at him for feeding chicken sandwiches, when in truth...
You're going to have Peter after you after this. Bloody feed him minced meat.
So, yeah, if there's a magpie in your area, if you go along with some food, set up a food thing. Apparently magpies are quite smart, except for the ones that went to Producer Grace's grandpa's house.
Well, they're no longer with us, though,
yeah,
are they?
No, don't feed them minced meat. Feed them wild bird seed mixes from pet stores or dog food.
I love this. What a tip.
But look, it is swoopy season. It has kicked off. It does kick off in September. So what I thought is we could go around Australia, 13, 10, 60. What's your tip? What's your hack to stop magpies swooping.
Yeah, I love this. Have you got a magpie swooping tip, guys? 131060. If you've got one, jump on the phones. 131060. We've got movie tickets to give away if you get involved. Magpie swooping tips. 131060.
So, you missed Jimmy and Nate last night? That's okay.
Because you could hear it all here.
Nathan just asked, 131060, what's your tip, your hack, to stop magpies swooping? It's swooping.
It's a swoopy as his own.
Swoop, swoop at you, swoop at you, swoop at you, at you, at you.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, so it is swoopy season, and a man by the name of Sean, the Birdman Dooley from BirdLife Australia, has come out and solved the magpie swooping problem. He said there's two things. You can move to Tasmania, because they don't swoop there.
Mm-hmm.
It's true. And or if you're in the rest of Australia, you can simply feed them, and they'll stop harassing you.
You know...
Now,
my girlfriend.
Sorry, you go.
No, I'll go, mate. my girlfriend, Meg, you know, common occurrence with birds swooping her all the time because she's got the big blonde hair, right? Mm. She used to go out with an umbrella even when it wasn't raining at all just to try and protect herself because one time when she was little, she got caught in a park because all these maggies kept swooping her. So there's a hack for you. Bring an umbrella. It's like a shield for your head.
Now, Producer Grace, before, you said that your grandfather used to feed Maggie's some mincemeat. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Now, I did some Googling from Sean the Birdman Dooley, who works at BirdLife Australia, said mincemeat is not ideal as there is a risk that the scraps will be lodged in the side of the bill and become a source of infection. Plus, most importantly, mincemeat doesn't have the right balance of nutrients for magpies being deficient in things like calcium.
I would like to apologise on behalf of my... dearly departed great-grandfather Jim. He didn't know what he was doing. He thought it was lovely for them.
He goes on to say that if you are stuck for things to feed magpies and you don't have the bird seed or dog food, chicken sandwiches.
Apparently. Chicken sandwiches. They're great, mate. Extra mayo.
No, you're just making things up.
So we've asked the question, 131060. Have you got tips? Have you got hacks to stop Maggie swooping? What do you got, Producer Grace? We got people out there who are going to talk to?
Oh, we can't see anything.
Oh, we can't see it. Chat to Jess from Canberra first.
Oh, let's go to Jess.
Let's do that. Head sorry, guys. The studio
we've
and join
tech,
us.
We've got tech issues. All right, let's go to Jess. Jess from Canberra. If I can get... Oh, gee whiz, what's going on here? We're having a few issues. Hello, Jess. Have I got you there?
Hi.
Oh, thank good. God thank for God. That, Jess.
Few,
thank God
you've, tech issues.
You've saved the day, Jess. Swooping season hacks. What do you got?
I stare them down, or you can put googly eyes on kids' helmets if you like.
Sorry. You stare them down?
Yeah.
Can you talk us through it?
Go through? Yeah.
It's like I walk past, I stare at them in the tree, and they don't swoop me as long as I'm staring at them.
Okay. No, I like this.
This is good.
It's good. I did not know that. And it sounds, I'll be honest with you, that sounds like it would work. If you're staring at them, why would they swoop you? Because you're like, hey, I might swoop you.
Yeah, because they only swoop as like a defense kind of thing. So if you're staring at them, they're just like,
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Hey, guys, we're back. We're back after that. Little naughty, naughty word, Jim, yeah. Unfortunately.
Look, Jess from Canberra.
It was a great, I don't know if people are going to hear her tip, because it was a great tip, stare them down.
Yeah, so yeah, we had to delete what Jess said. Jess from Canberra said, you stare magpies down, which we agreed with, and we were laughing about it, you know, staring them down, and I made a joke about, you know, well, they won't swoop you, will they? And Jess is like, nah, because when you're looking at them, they're like, F nah.
Yeah.
Except she said...
Well, she was passionate about it. I'm just going to press this, just give me one sec. All right, now, do we want to go back to Jess?
Yeah, go back
there.
To Jess.
Okay, Jess, have we still got you there? Can you hear us, Jess?
Sorry.
That's all right,
Jess.
You didn't do it. Like, it's all right.
Hey, Jess, that's why I have that special dump button, mate. It's just so I can press it. So do you want to go again, but just choose your words carefully?
Yeah, magpies don't like it when you stare at them.
Okay. Thanks, Jess.
Thanks, Jess. Letitia from Orange. Hi, Letitia.
Hello.
Have you got a anti-swoop hack for us?
I do. I have found the only way that you won't get swooped by a magpie.
The only way? So you reckon staring at them doesn't work, Letitia?
No. Oh, I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe.
Nah,
let's
yours.
Stick with
it. I like the confidence
of
the only way.
Okay. Go ahead. What do you got?
So, look, mate, just don't leave your house.
Abstinence is the key, isn't it?
Yes, just stay away from the bagpies and they can't sweep you. I like that. Drive your car everywhere. Have one of those cars, like a garage with the cars inside. So you're still in your house to get in your car, open the garage door, drive to wherever you are.
Yep. Just don't go outside. Don't go outside. Do not go outside unless they get inside. Oh, imagine burning the house. Oh, you'd be in trouble, wouldn't you? Get outside.
Burn the classroom. Burn the classroom.
Dog on the playground, guys. Joey from East Maitland. Hi, Joey.
G'day, man. How are you?
We're good, mate. You got a anti-swoop tip for us?
Yeah, I do. The best one I found when I was in school was stay close to the fence.
Okay. Stay close to the fence. Why do you think that was?
Stay close to the fence. I don't know. They just don't want to come near.
So, Joey, is this something you still, you said at school, is this something you still use now? Like, you're near fences and they don't swoop you?
Oh, 100%. I'll walk right close to the fences as much as I possibly can.
Do you reckon, Joey, maybe, I believe you, do you reckon maybe it's because, I guess, when they're swooped down to get you, well, they're scared that they'll just, like, bang into the fence?
I don't know, but if they do, that's their problem.
So, you missed Jimmy and Nate last night? That's okay.
Because you can hear it all here. Cause of grace. Cause of grace. Cause of
Don't Worry, Darling, starring Harry Styles and Florence Pugh, made its premiere at the Venice Film Festival today, and it has been all over the internet. If you look on Twitter, I don't know if it's just my Twitter, but that's the whole timeline is talking about that.
People loving it.
That's the first time hearing of it.
No, this isn't lie. We texted about it earlier
today.
Me too,
mate. I'm not on Twitter, so.
I've been on Twitter all day and I've said zero of this.
So this is the new movie.
The movie starring Harry Styles, directed by his partner Olivia Wilde.
Oh, okay.
I know it's big when. So yeah, I'm pulling your leg, Australia. Me and Grace were chatting.
That's
about
not
it.
My leg, mate.
Keep your hands off Australia.
When I'm not Australian, that's not my leg. Let me tell you.
Call me whatever you want. Just don't call me late to dinner. Producer Grace and I were chatting about, I know something's really big in the news when, it's not just on Twitter and TikTok, people are screenshotting or, you know, sharing TikToks or tweets on their Instagram.
Yeah, yes.
When you get cross-pollinization.
And I was seeing it I was seeing Instagrams of tweets and videos on TikTok today and I went, this movie, everything that's happening, not on the movie, but behind the scenes.
Yeah,
as well.
I don't even know what the movie's about.
No idea.
Neither do I. I've just heard that he was filming something, so. Is this his first full movie? Or
Harry's been in things.
He's only had short.
This is his first like lead role.
He's had cameos. And
he was in War movie. Dunkirk.
Yeah.
Yeah, yes. But again, he wasn't in it for long.
No, he was just one of the soldiers
spoilers,
in the background.
No spoilers,
So a video from the event has gone viral from today in which it appears that Harry Styles might have spat on co-star Chris Pine.
Guys, I did see this.
Yes!
Oh, sorry. No, I did. Stace across it. I love this.
Now, obviously, this is all alleged and it is people speculating purely from footage that they have seen, but it certainly does look like as Harry's returning to their seat after everyone's clapping, he kind of looks down at Chris, purses his lips, and it looks like he spits.
Can you see projectile leaving? Can you see that?
You can't quite. It's more about the face and then Chris's reaction.
I will cut a video. Producer, can you send me one of the
Diggy Docs? I can absolutely do that.
And I will put it on our Instagram at Jimmy Nath in Australia. I'm not pulling your leg now. I'll put it up.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'll let them vote. I 100% think he's spitting.
Okay. Yeah.
It looks like he's spitting. Because Chris Pine stops.
Guys,
Chris Pine stops, looks down at his pants, and he's like, what the hell, man?
You just spit on me, Harry. All right, let's do a test. So, Grace, you spit on me now.
No, I'm not spitting on you.
Okay, I'll spit on Grace.
No, you're not spitting on me.
Someone needs to spit on me.
Nobody's spitting.
No one's to spit on you.
No, nobody's spitting.
Jim, you spit on me.
Jimmy, put that back in.
Oh, man.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Bennifer, the newlywed Ben Affleck and J-Lo, Jim, get this. They have been papped couple dressing on a relaxing trip to Malibu. This has been all over the tabloids today.
All over the voids.
All over the voids, guys, in all the Maggies, all TVs, the glossies. They were both in matching all-white resort wear. I tell you, I'm a sucker for some resort wear.
What is resort wear?
Just like an open linen shirt. You know what I mean? For us, be a nice white linen. Producer Grace, female resort wear. What are you thinking?
Yeah, like a little caftan or a sarong.
Yeah, linen. Linen's big in resort wear.
Something light and breathe. Imagine something you'd wear on a yacht.
Yes.
Oh, yacht wear.
Yes.
Yacht You've wear. Just lost everyone listening to this show. I hope you wear.
You know when you go to yacht week in Croatia?
You know when you're on your yacht
and you just go to Monaco to watch the Grand Prix.
You sail past Mark Zuckerberg. And you're like, how's the Facebooks?
Hey, great. great linen, Mark. Oh, we got matching linen.
Oh, did you shop at Meijer as well?
Jeffrey Bezos, is that you?
As I live and breathe. Bezzy. Bezzy, what are you doing? Come over here for an afro.
Bezzy, I love your linen, Bezzy.
Grace, you do one. You do one.
Is that Gina Reinhart?
Oh, Gina!
More like Gina Weinhart.
Yeah, because she loves the wine on her yacht. Good work, guys. Good bit. This is what I thought, you know. I thought because these two are couple dressing, it's been all over the news. People are talking about what they're wearing and all that kind of stuff. I thought it would be the perfect time to introduce to the country a new game, and it is called Let Us Guess What You're Wearing.
Let us guess. Guess again. Guess what you're wearing? Let us guess, let us guess. Can we guess? It's a guess. Let's just guess. Here's where we guess what you're wearing.
Yeah, that opener pretty much does it all for you guys. 13 10 60, you jump on the phones right now. Both Jimmy and I will ask you a few questions. We'll get to know you, you know. What are you up to right now? What's the weather like where you are? What kind of person you are? Then based on that information, Jim, both you and I, we will lock in a guess as to exactly what they are wearing. Here's the best bit for you, Australia. If we get it wrong, which as you can imagine would happen quite a bit because it's quite difficult, then you get a prize. Easy as that. You're going to walk away with a $50 Crust Pizza voucher. Crust Pizza equals dinner made easy. Order online, crust.com.au. Love that. What are you going to do? 13, 10, 60. Let us guess what you're wearing, mate.
Yep.
What kind of questions are the best things to ask with something like this? I'm thinking weather.
I am on my phone because I'm trying to upload this video of Chris Pine and Harry Styles that I promised people and vote. So, because producer Grace didn't make it easy for me, she just sent me the tweet link, and I was like, "Can you send me the video?"
Right.
So there's a bit of.
She just sent it to our digital guy.
This is Jimmy. So I am doing that. You will see that shortly on the socials at Jimmy Nath, but. It's plenty of people calling.
Absolutely. 13 10 60 Australia, you jump on the phones right now if you're wearing something or if you're not wearing anything. Whatever. We just got to guess what you're wearing. We'll ask a few questions. We'll both lock something in. We get it wrong. You win. You want to play? 13 10 60. Dial that number now and call the Jimmy and Nath Show.
So, you missed Jimmy and Nath last night? That's okay.
Because you can hear it all here.
Let's guess. Guess again. Guess what you're wearing? Let us guess, let us guess. Can we guess? It's a guess. Let's just guess. Here's where we guess what you're wearing.
Yeah, Australia, the game's called Let Us Guess What You're Wearing. 13, 10, 60. Let us guess, guys. Both Jimmy and I will ask a few questions. We'll both lock in exactly what you're wearing. So we've got to be pretty specific here. I don't think we don't have to do brands, but we've got to be relatively specific. We can't just say T-shirt. You know what I mean?
So specific. Specific. Got to be correct.
Yeah, that's the other thing. We've got to be correct.
We've got to be right. Yeah. I'll agree with you there, Nath. Don't have to do brands, but, you know, if it's a dress, you know, we can't say T-shirt.
Yeah, exactly. 100%. We get it wrong, you win. Easy as that. It's a very difficult game for us, but you know what? We're confident, much like anything we do. Bianca from Port Macquarie. Hi, B. Welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. Thanks.
Now, Bianca, you're in Port Macquarie at the moment?
I sure am.
Okay. How's the temp there at the moment, Bianca?
I think it's about 17, actually, on the way on. Yeah.
17. Okay. Yep. Specific. I'm not sure.
Inside or outside, Bianca?
Inside.
Inside.
Okay. Bianca, are you coming home from work, heading to work?
Logging in to go to work, yes.
You're on your way to work.
So she works with wood.
No. She's doing late night chippy.
Some late night shopping. Okay, so I'm guessing you're dressed up as a lumberjack.
Big beard and an axe.
And a beanie. And a flannel shirt.
Okay,
jeans.
That really helps us. Logging in to work now. Are you in your place of work now, B, or are you in the car?
Yeah, no, I'm inside my work right now.
Inside your work. So she's inside the tree.
What kind of person are you, Bianca? Are you somebody that likes to,
deep and medical.
In a short answer, are you a stylish?
I think I'm pretty chilled.
Pretty
chilled. I am not stylish at all.
Okay. Not stylish.
I reckon I've got an answer, Jim.
And can you tell me your favourite colour, Bianca?
Pink.
Pink. That's a good question, Jim.
Now, are we both looking in an answer, or would
both looking in separate ones.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
You go first. Okay, I'll go pretty first.
Yeah, I'm pretty confident, which is never good. Bianca, because you said that was the biggest hint for me, you're logging in. I reckon you're a nurse, and I reckon you're in your nursing scrubs. I reckon you're in your scrubs now. I reckon, to be even more specific, I reckon you've got your little watch on your pocket.
Name tag? Never badge?
No, she hasn't put the name tag on yet because she just got in there. I reckon she's got a little watch there. She's got a name tag, and I reckon she's got, because she's quite chill, I reckon you've just got comfortable sneakers on.
Flats.
Comfortable flats. Bianca, how did I go?
Oh, not even close, guys.
All right, well, before you tell us, Jimmy, you've got yours. Are you feeling confident, mate? Or
no, because I think you're wearing a beanie, a fake beard, a pink flannelette shirt with jeans and UGG boots.
Mm.
Oh, you got one of those correct.
So you okay? I'll look a serious. I'll do a serious one now.
It's not the fake beard.
No, okay, I'll do a serious one now. So you're wearing UGG boots. I reckon you've got track pants on and some sort of t-shirt jumper, and I reckon it's a black colour.
Oh, incorrect, guys.
Oh, damn. Ah, Bianca.
What are you wearing?
Well, I come extremely informally to my call centre job wearing pyjamas and slippers.
Ah, call centre. I thought they wore scrubs at a call centre.
The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast.
Nath, producer Grace, report commissioned by Deloitte has found two things. It's found 22% of the nation's population has insufficient connectivity or data allowances to stream video on demand. So Netflix, Stan, Amazon, Binge,
Disney Plus.
Oh, there's a lot.
There's many.
There's too many. I can't do it. There's way too many. Jimmy and I reckon there should be a streaming service for all the streaming services.
Foxtel should just acquire them all.
Oh, 100%.
And then we'd all go back to Foxtel.
Oh, somebody. Yeah, absolutely. Free to wear. Just buy them all, guys. You wonder why we're not watching.
And 58% of Australia have been priced out of streaming services.
Yeah, that's expensive.
So the average yearly cost of subscriptions for Netflix and Stan, now remember these are different because there's different subscription levels, but it's around $660 in 2021.
A year?
A year.
Wow.
Gee whiz.
And if you have a few of them, then, you know, you're spending over $1,000.
Easily.
Yeah.
100%.
Because you don't think about it when you just sign up and you go, oh, it's coming out.
Yeah, you go, $7 a month. You're like, that's two coffees.
Yeah, exactly. That's nothing. That's
again,
nothing.
These are dependent on what level you're paying for. Like maybe, you know, with a family account, you're paying the highest level of subscription. Free-to-air TV chair Greg Howard, he's warned there was little to stop streaming giants from winning even more things, including rights to iconic sporting events.
Well, Stan, I know in Australia, Stan has the rights to the rugby.
Yeah, no, but he said iconic sporting events. Come on, rugby's not a great sport.
It is the Wallabies, mate. What do you want to be, a Walla Wallaby?
How did the Wallabies go on the weekend, Grace?
They tried their hardest.
Absolutely they did. Or did they? I don't know. They bloody lost.
So at the moment, there is there's some rules around what the streaming services can have. So there needs to be things on free-to-air. That expires in 2023. And those rules are around the NRL, the AFL, the Olympics, and Melbourne Cup.
Right, so they could be snapped up.
So they could be snapped up by streaming services. And again, like I'd argue, you know, they're some of the things that everyone wants to watch. They're those things that, you know, you have to experience live. I know I'm losing you here, Producer Grace.
Yeah, I've so zoned out.
I'm surprised you're still in the studio, to be honest.
But, I'll hit you first, Nath. How do you feel about all the sport? Now I'll hit Producer Grace.
Ow.
Oh, she like go again. She's back in the room.
You don't pay for a lot of yours.
Dad likes to pay for them.
He likes to, doesn't he?
He enjoys it.
Oh, God, let me sign up for another. Oh, put my credit card down. Oh, yes.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Jim, as you know, this huge news. I finally have blinds on my rental apartment. 2 weeks I've been in there now. Producer Grace, you've heard this. Haven't had blinds on it for a very long time. They said they were going to be installed straight away. They weren't. But after 2 weeks, we finally have blinds and we live right next to a BP. And the shining light from the BP has been keeping us up. It's in the middle of the night. I roll over and I can see like BP shining on my partner Meg's forehead. I can see what the petrol prices are if I look at my wall.
Look at your wall and go, unleaded, $1.71.
Oh, geez, diesel's down tonight, babe. So finally, this is good. Blinds have been installed. The bloke, Steve, he came on Monday to install them. Six blinds he had to install. It took a very long time. I don't know if you guys have ever had to be there when someone's installing blinds, but it takes ages. Had to customise them, a lot of them. Took a very, very long time. But there was...
it's not one size fits all for blinds.
You're so right, mate. Different
Sometimes
windows.
Windows are different sizes.
And this was... And absolutely, guy. A couple of Sherlock's here.
Are we blind experts?
We are, I think. Let's do a blind podcast.
Oh, you're so right, guys.
Stop drinking.
Because this is the thing. He had to customise them a few times. So he had to go downstairs, cut them a little bit, come back. But there was one period of time. So I was working from home. This is on Monday. I was working from home. My partner Meg, she was also working from home. And we could hear him the whole time because it's only a small apartment, right? And there was one period of time where we were like, he was gone for a very long time. So we're like, has he forgotten
downstairs.
Something? Yeah. No, we didn't know where he was. We didn't know if he was downstairs. We didn't know what happened. And so we started like being like, has he left? Looking for messages, but all his tools were still there. And then I kid you not, we're sitting there probably about 15, 20 minutes. And then out of nowhere, we hear this. He came out of the bathroom, didn't say anything, picked up his tools and started installing the blinds again. Did not say a word. Never asked us to use the bathroom. Never said, hey, thanks. Never did like a light a candle or anything like that. Just came out, big flush, and then remained using the tools and putting up the blinds. And then after a while, Meg and I were looking at each other going, what's going on here? Then the smell came out.
Oh, that's what I was going to ask.
Yeah, then the wafting from Steve the blind guy.
Oh, you've named him on the radio now.
Well, no, it was a fake name.
A fake name, okay.
Or is it?
There's probably a lot of blind guys called Steve. Stevie Wonder.
Good.
Thank you.
Well done, mate. You deserve a little boom tish for that. Clever. The waft came out. But then this is the thing. We didn't want to, obviously, you're not going to go out and go, geez, Steve, you just drop a big one in there. Let's go. So Meg walks in, lights a candle.
And do you have any Glen 20 laying around?
We do have Glen 20, but the Glen 20 wasn't powerful enough, or I didn't hear that. All I heard was the flush.
Yeah.
And I was too embarrassed to say anything. So we're just sitting there and.
Why were you embarrassed? You didn't poop.
No, I was embarrassed because what do I say?
I don't think you have to say anything. He's working. You need to provide toilets.
Yeah,
to...
and absolutely. But
I think so. Where's he going to go outside?
Yeah.
I don't think you need some compost.
There's a BP across the road. Did you hear that?
Oh, didn't we know? 100%. But that's the thing. At least
I'm sure
just...
Steve the blind guy saw it when he was looking out the window. Oh, it's a bloody BP.
I'm going to
get myself a sausage roll and a can of E. Drop the kids off at the pool.
But this is the thing.
I wouldn't want to go in someone else's house.
No, but at least if you really need to go, surely you just ask, guys, do you mind if I use the bathroom? That's all we need to say. That's so, because then we would.
Maybe he was feeling embarrassed because he knew he was going to be a long time. And if he like drew attention to the fact that he was like, I have to go to the bathroom, you're going to be like, gosh, Steve's been in there a while.
Wait, it's a tiny apartment. You didn't think we'd notice the flush and then the waft coming through?
Wafting.
But that's. Wafting. Surely you ask. Surely you go, hey, man, I'm just going to pop into the toilet. Or if you don't, if you're that busting, right? I can imagine maybe it's a tough job. You know what I mean? Maybe he's holding the blinds and he's like unexpected. He runs in there afterwards, goes, hey guys, sorry, just use your bathroom. You got to say something, don't you?
I don't know. Maybe. I mean, yeah. I
feel
just,
like you need to say something.
I would have locked the door. I would have given him a choice. No bathroom before Steve the blind guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. Grace is right. He probably panicked and then it was probably in there such a long time and it smelt. That he then couldn't say anything afterwards.
Yeah.
I mean, what can you, like, if it's one of those stinkers, like.
Yeah.
I mean, what's one of those stinkers?
It's a blind guy bulk.
Well, it's true, though. Well, he probably panicked at the start and then, it went bad. It went real bad for him. So he just went, I'm going to pretend this didn't happen. But we all know.
Oh, absolutely.
We all know.
And now Australia knows.
Anytime they book a guy called Steve to do their blinds, they're like, just locking the bathroom, Steve.
You can ask, Stephen. 13.
And you won't get it.
13 10 60. Here's what I want to ask now. Has a stranger given your toilet a nudge without asking? Right? So maybe there was somebody in there.
I can't believe Grace let this on the show.
I have regrets.
Yeah.
I think this is great, guys. Sometimes you've got to even out the content. 13 10 60.
What's the opposite of poo chat?
Gossip Grace.
Well, that means
that's
it's really
nice.
Good.
Thank
yeah,
you so much.
Yeah, exactly. It's a compliment, guys. Yeah.
No, I was ready to be offended.
Your face was like,
you were like, how dare. Oh. 13 10 60. Has a stranger given your toilet a nudge without asking?
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
You got the Jimmy and A show Tuesday night. Just ask the question, Jim. 13, 10, 60 Australia. Has a stranger given your toilet a nudge without asking? This happened to me. This happened to me this week. We finally got blinds in our rental apartment, and he was there for a long time, to be fair. The blind guy did a great job. They look awesome. But at one point, he disappeared for a long time until we heard the toilet flush. He was in there for 20 minutes. Didn't say anything to us. Came straight out. The waft came out with him, and he just continued. Just continued as if nothing had happened, mate. It's wild.
You know, this happened. Well, it happened to me, but I wasn't there. I was traveling. I was away, and lucky you were there in my place to get my.
Hoped you were going to bring.
Yeah,
this up.
To get my stuff delivered, and so I was texting you. I was like, "Is everything all good?" And you're like, "Yeah, mate, I'm here. There's three removalists. They're doing everything." And then you text because you stayed there as they moved everything in for me, and you just went, "Yeah, one after another, they've used my toilet."
Yeah. Now this is the thing because I asked them how far the drive was because I was like, "Geez, all three of you are packing it 20 minutes."
Yeah.
20 minutes. But that's the thing. All three of them asked. All three of them asked at one point. They came in and they go, "Hey, mate, do you mind if, where's the toilet? Can I use the loo?" And I kept directing, even though you've got two bathrooms at your place, I kept directing them to the one in your bedroom.
Yeah, thanks.
Well, I didn't know. First time I'd been there. Yeah. But all three of them asked. So I knew all three of them were in there. This guy, the blind guy, he just went in and just gave it a red hot go.
You want people to
ask. It is. I just think it's polite if you're going to use a stranger's loo, especially if you're doing a number two.
I'd say don't use it.
Well, even better, don't
go
use
outside.
It.
Go on the lawn like the way God intended.
Hayley from the Central Coast. Hi, Hayley. How are you?
Hi, good. Thank you. How are you?
Good. Hales, has a stranger given you toilet a nudge without asking?
It actually happened yesterday. I had a tradie come from the real estate to fix the gate in at the back of my property, and he used my toilet in my laundry and didn't flush.
Oh no! Are we talking a number two, Hayley?
We're talking number two, mate.
Oh.
Did he ask, Hayley?
He did not ask, and so the gate that he was fixing is directly next to my laundry. I have an outside laundry.
Yep.
And I went out to put a load of washing in and saw the number two floating away, and I blamed my 8-year-old, and the tradie went, "Oh, sorry, mate, that was me."
Oh,
no.
The 8-year-old's like, "It wasn't me, Mum." Oh.
What did he say after that, Hayley?
Oh, he was pretty embarrassed. He went, because I got cranky at my daughter. I was like, "Mate, you need to learn how to flush the toilet. That's a bit gross." And she went, "Mum, it wasn't me, it wasn't me." And the tradie just poked his head up and went, "Oh, sorry, mate, that was me." And put his head down and kept working.
Whiz. Far out. That makes you feel better.
Yeah.
At least the blind guy flushed. Chris from Hobart. Chris, has a stranger given you toilet a nudge without asking?
Mate, sure, have, boys. So we had an old house in Battery Point. Had a couple turn up and they're like, "Oh, look, we grew up here. Do you mind if we have a look around the house, see how much it's changed?"
Oh,
yeah,
no.
Sure. Yeah, sure. Come through. And the gentleman was like, "Oh, look, do you mind if I..." He did ask.
Yeah.
He was like, "Oh, do you mind if I go to the toilet?" "Yeah, sure, no worries." 15, 20 minutes later, he'd come back out. he did flush, but the toilet bowl, he didn't clean the toilet bowl afterwards.
This is what I used to do when I lived here. Chris, Jen from Camden, has a stranger given you toilet a nudge without asking, Jen?
Oh my God, have they ever? So we rent, and we had a guy coming in to fix the wardrobes, the built-ins, and that was the one in my room, of course, with the ensuite. And he went in and used the bathroom without asking. I didn't hear it flush, and I couldn't wait for him to leave so that I could go in there and flush the toilet because I'm so fastidious.
Mm.
And I went in there, and it was so voluminous, it wouldn't flush. He had bogged the toilet.
Can I just say, Jen, that is the most poetic description of a shit that I've
heard. The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Hey, that is producer Grace. Megan Thee Stallion. Guest starred in Marvel's She-Hulk Attorney at Law on Disney Plus. Let's have a little listen. You almost tasted that. Num, 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 eat it up. Go play
okay, 3, 2, 1. You know I'm the hottest. You ain't never gotta hit me up. Oh, you are way more fun than my last lawyer.
I will kill for you, Megan Thee Stallion.
Dial it back.
I'm into that.
Very confusing if you're not around the show. There's a bit going on there.
Let's not explain it. At all.
The rapper appeared briefly in the third episode of the show. A post-credit scene features the rapper hiring She-Hulk as you heard there, you're way more fun than my last lawyer, as her lawyer. You guys are not watching this show?
No, I can't admit that I'm around it. I've seen a little bit of discourse online, but that's about it.
Blowing up online. Some online discourse.
Online discourse, yes.
I'll be honest. I'll get into it eventually because I do love Marvel. I watch all Marvel programs. But I haven't started it yet, so...
No. Well, interesting. There's no spoilers there. That's just a little, it's a fun
bit. No, it feels like a pretty big spoiler. I now know. I'm going to watch that bit and go, God damn it.
She's twerking.
We did this on the bloody show.
Jimmy's ruined it.
I hate it when content on the show ruins things for me.
Look, to celebrate Megan the Stallion starring on She-Hulk, I thought we could do this.
Now it's time for Jimmy's verse game.
Yeah, Jimmy's first game. I feel like we're playing this sort of every week at around this time now, Producer Grace.
I like it sitting here. I think it's a good wrap-up for a Tuesday.
I think it's perfect because it lends itself to the stories. Mate, you know what I mean?
You don't get a choice, mate. She's the executive producer.
You're so right.
She likes it sitting here. That's where it's sitting.
Yeah, wherever you want it, mate. Not a minute early, not a minute later.
Right now. if you are new to the show, welcome. Thank you for choosing the Jimmy and Nath show. How this works is I read out the lyrics to a verse and then Producer Grace and Nath just have to buzz in with their names. Guess what that song is? It is the Megan the Stallion edition. So it'll be Megan the Stallion songs. How do you guys feel about that?
I'll admit I'm a little bit nervous. I don't even think I could name a Megan the Stallion song. Every time I hear one, I'm like, yeah, this is so good, but I haven't looked into the titles.
I'll be honest, I'll get confused. But you know I'm not big in the rap game.
No.
I get confused with all the rappers. I don't know.
You can't even name all Migos.
No, I don't know Migos. I get Megan the Stallion, Drake. Bloody!
You can't name.
You can't even
rappers.
Name a rapper.
Who's the other?
You say Seal.
No, what's the name? Anaconda. Nicki Minaj.
I thought you were going to say Anna Kendrick, and I was like, she raps maybe once.
She did. She did the cup song.
How does that go?
I can do that. You want me to do it?
No.
I could do it for the long rain. Hang on, wait. I've got to prepare myself. There's a bit in this.
You going to sing it or?
Wait, that's the intro. Wait, ready?
Ready? Now you threw me. You're going to take it for a long way round. Two bottom is it for the way. And I know you could turn some sweet company.
All this is doing is proving no one knows the lyrics.
When I'm gone.
So come out.
Okay, maybe we'll wrap this up.
Come out next. Jimmy's first game.
You wanted me to stop that? Oh, is it Anna Kendrick cup song?
The Jimmy and Nath Show Podcast.
Nath, Producer Grace, it is time for this.
Now it's time for Jimmy's verse game.
Yes, it is Jimmy's first game. How this works is I will read out the lyrics to a verse. Producer Grace v. Nath, they buzz in with their names. It is best out of three. And today it is the Megan the Stallion edition. This is after Megan the Stallion appeared in the new Marvel TV show She-Hulk, which I'm watching at the moment, and it's okay.
Oh, you're watching it?
Mm.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I saw the...
Is it just a Hulk who's a lawyer?
and it's also a woman.
Ah, it's She-Hulk. Come on, it explains it in the title.
It's a woman Hulk, female.
Who's a lawyer?
It's called She-Hulk, Attorney at Law.
Shouldn't it be just Shulk?
No. Just that'd be shorten ridiculous.
It. She-Hulk. Shulk. Anyway, just some thoughts for you, Marvel.
All right. You're both not feeling confident about this because you're both not a huge Megan Thee Stallion fans.
No.
I like the songs. I just don't know their names.
Well, that's the point of the game, mate.
That's the point of this game is to know the name.
I love the songs. I just don't know any of the verses.
All right. First song. Okay, you guys ready? It's going to be some editing here, just so you know.
I can't read out swear the actual words, lyrics. Yeah.
Okay. Ooh's in this house. There's
Grace.
Some.
Yep.
Oh.
Wet ass pussy.
Oh, my God.
I will beep that one.
Wash your mouth out. No, this is live. We can't beep anything.
With Cardi B.
Certainly is, mate.
Oh, what up, Grace?
Oh, well, I should have said WAP. I don't know why I didn't do that.
Yeah, it's a bit naughty from you.
Yeah, I was like, WAP is the song.
Yeah, WAP.
But you went wet ass.
You said it.
You said
it. Sorry, everyone.
You got that audio,
dude,
now.
My little dog. I really hope we get in trouble just for that. Because Grace never gets in trouble.
I
love that.
Did Grace, you say pussy on the radio?
Mm.
Yes, I did. Oh, Jim, you're done now. You said pussy.
Oh, no!
All right, song number two, Grace is on the board. Oh, this is the ride of your life.
Nath.
Oh.
No, it's not what you think. You've gone way too early.
Well, I only know one other Megan Thee Stallion song. So it's not that one?
No, I don't think it's what you think it is.
Savage.
No, it's not.
I can actually hear you. Keep going.
It's the ride of your life. Hold on, because baby, I might.
Grace. Megan Thee Stallion, Dua Lipa, Sweetest Pie.
Oh, great God. Who knew? This is the best you've ever got. Booty like a pillow, he could use it while he's sleeping. Well done.
You know what I mean? I like the songs. Well, I just don't know the names. But turns out I do.
You do know
this
the names.
This is like your best ever verse game.
Well, I wouldn't say it's my best ever.
No.
I've done very well.
Absolutely. You've won it. It's too love.
Like two sentences in. You didn't even do this well in the Lady Gaga edition. Remember?
Yeah.
You lost tonight.
I'm proud of myself.
Well, you should be, mate. You've done really well.
Go for three from three.
Okay, you got this, guys.
Nath, don't pull out yet.
Okay.
So. Sorry. Nath, don't stop playing.
Okay.
This is the third song. Okay.
Nath, is it Savage?
Yes.
Yes! That's all I had. It's honestly all I had.
You had the odds. You went one of these.
Surely she doesn't have four songs.
So, you missed Jimmy and Nate last night? That's okay.
Because you can hear it all here.
Jolly on Pet, Starling. I just want your touch. You got the Jimmy and Nate show. Jolly on Petch, big fan of the show, actually. Messages us.
Yeah, messages said, can he come on the show?
Yeah.
I handballed that one to producer Grace.
I haven't received anything yet.
That's probably why Jolly on stopped following us.
Yeah. Wasn't very welcoming, was I? I was like, yeah, mate, just email our producer. Book it a time.
Sorry, Jolly on.
Jolly on is in New Zealand on a little tour.
Oh, so he's busy then.
Yeah, I think he's 2 weeks. Hopefully, fingers crossed.
We'll get him on. Absolutely.
We'll get him on. Nath, producer Grace, I don't know if you saw this online, but an angry passenger made sure his cabin luggage would meet the airline's size requirements. Have you seen this?
No.
What happened?
Something viral on the old TikTok. 24 million views.
Decent.
Gee whiz. That's huge. Sorry, influencer.
No, I don't know why I felt the need to comment on that. I'm so sorry. Continue.
Just had the urge, did you? Thought you'd pop in with that.
Oh, wait, that's a big number.
Thanks.
That's good. I tell you, you're honestly bringing this to life so far. Yeah. So this is good.
I say a big number, you go, that's a big
number. I tell you what's good is you're really adding colour, which is lovely.
That's almost the whole population of Australia.
Jimmy's drawing the outline here and you're shading in. Beautiful. Yeah.
That was better.
Yeah.
That's a big 24 million. That's a big number. So this man is angrily stomping on his suitcase to make it fit in. You know, they've got those size sort of measuring system. You see them on Jetstar.
Yeah, that's like the little metal crate thing, isn't it?
If your luggage fits in here, you can put it in the overhead. His luggage did not fit in there, but that didn't stop him. A real can-go attitude.
Mm.
So there's an employee there who's like, mate, your bag doesn't fit in the thing.
Yeah.
So he then just kicks it and stomps on it. Eventually, the stomping stops and the bag does fit inside. He kicks it so much now it's in the thing. And the bloke goes, does that mean it's passed? And then the employee goes, well, yeah, but you have to take it out now.
Yeah. Oh, no. Problem is now it's over 7 kilos. He's got to take the metal crate with him.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Ricky Lee. She's done a bit of radio at the moment, isn't she, guys?
Yeah, we shouldn't play her on this station when she's working on another one.
Oh, you got the Jimmy Nath Show wrapping it up, guys.
Good on her. She's having a crack. That's all you can ask, isn't it?
Oh, it is, mate. You know what I mean? Like, is she still doing music? She does some music, doesn't she?
I'm not sure when the last single came out.
No, don't Google it. She's on another network. Stop talking about it.
Yeah, she's on another bloody show.
Mm. She's co-hosting the surgery with Smallsy.
She's up at the surge right now. She's up with Cameron Daddo and Smooth.
I listened to Cameron Daddo's podcast the other day.
Why? On purpose?
I did.
Cameron Daddo. Good on him.
He has a couple advice podcasts with his...
brother.
Wife, I think.
Oh. Well, I just took a stab. I know he has a brother.
So he's doing like couples therapy as a podcast.
Yeah, it's called share...
Couples therapy.
Separate...
Cameron.
Shut up. It's called Separate Bathrooms.
Ah. Oh, about keeping the romance alive by not watching each other like we.
Yeah,
that's right. Did you listen too?
Grace is also a big fan. Look, it is time for the show ratings. We're at the show at 10. Give our reasons why. Look, Nath, massive round of applause for producer Grace taking
absolutely.
Out.
Absolutely. She was phenomenal today.
The best result anyone's ever had. I didn't get past the second sentence in either of them. Mm. Absolutely nailed it. And then earlier in the show, we were talking about swoopy season.
Yes.
Magpies are out and about, guys.
Good advice from people as well to avoid swoopy season.
Yeah, and also kicking off the show, chatting about Are You OK Days is the Thursday. So and again, if you need to know any more about that or how to have that conversation, head to ruok.org.au.
Do you have a rating? No.
You
did a good summary, though. Which is why I'm giving you a 9 out of 10 just for that summary.
I was going to say 9 out of 10.
That's
good
a 9
summary.
Out of 10 summary, guys.
Adios, Australia.
That's it. But don't worry. You can follow Jimmy and Nate on the socials. At Jimmy and Nate, grab them on Listener. That's where you get the podcast. Or, if you see them, just give them a little kiss.